The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And oh my gosh, people, it has come, it has gone, and it is over. And all the hype and everything else that goes along with it is all over as well. Yes, I'm talking about the NFL Draft 2019 style. And I'll tell you what, I had it pegged. I had it right. I said Kyler Murray will be going to the Arizona Cardinals. And bam, just like that, it happened. And then Nick Bosa and the rest of the guys followed suit. And wow, man, oh, man, the NFL Draft 2019 in the books. Some other things happened as well. Obviously, we had NBA playoff basketball round one finally in the books. Round two is underway. Philadelphia and Toronto, they're the first ones to get that started. NHL playoff hockey round one is over. Round two is underway. Mike Wilson, baseball's going on. Your Cubs were in town just the other day, brother. What a great time to be talking sports, man.
It is a fantastic time to be talking sports and the draft and all that kind of stuff. So let's get this thing kicked off now.
Yeah, man. We'll be talking about Kyler Murray. We'll be talking about your Boston Celtics, my Milwaukee Bucks. Is they're going to be getting things underway in just a couple hours. Man, oh, man. The sports world always rocking and rolling. So are we. We're going to go take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and start rapping about everything going on. But before we get into the NFL, I guess we got to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, about what's going on in hockey and baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti, whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh, yeah. Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I could have saved you about 4 or 5, maybe 6 months of drama. I told you Kyler Murray was going to be an Arizona Cardinal. Everybody wanted to tell me I'm crazy, I'm nuts, and I'm a hater. Well, the truth came out. Josh Rosen is now a Miami Dolphin, and Kyler Murray is running the offense in Arizona. And you know what? Some things change and some things stay the same. This guy's going to be running for his life. That's all I know, man. And you know what? When you don't have an offensive line to protect a quarterback, it's always a big problem. Mike, we'll get into that in a little bit, but we do have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, with us. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm doing well and hope you are too.
Can't complain, man, but I got to figure some things out from you before we get too far into the second round of the NHL playoffs, because the first round, there was chaos, there was craziness, there may have even been some terrible calls which helped teams get eliminated. What are your feelings about the Golden Knights and some of the calls that were made in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, I guess the obvious one is that horrendous call in Game 7 of the Golden Knights series. It was a game that the Golden Knights were dominating. They were up 3-0. They were cruising. San Jose was not really playing all that well. And all of a sudden, an unfortunate injury to Joe Pavelski, and I think the officials really sort of read the injury there rather than the circumstances which caused him to fall. Terrible call. Got the Sharks back in the game, 4 power play goals on the 5-minute power play, turned the game, turned the series, so much so that a few days later, I understand that somebody senior in the NHL called Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Knights, and apologized for the mistake. I guess it brings some justice to it from a credibility standpoint, but it doesn't change the fact that the better team was eliminated, and it sort of made me think of that NFC Championship game last year with the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams, how a bad call turned that game around as well. So perhaps we have a bit of a parallel there.
Yeah, I mean, either that one, or you could even go back a couple of years when New Orleans wound up playing Minnesota, and it wasn't a bad call, but it was a crazy play that winds up having Minnesota beat New Orleans. So 2 years in a row, New Orleans, can't get over the hump. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to ask John, and with round one kind of being crazy, what can we expect in round two here? We got the Blue Jackets and the Bruins, we got Stars and the Blues, and we got numerous other teams. But what are you looking for here in round two?
Well, that's an interesting question based on what we saw in the first round. If you think about what we saw in the first round, we're looking at some more upsets. But I think what's intriguing here is we've got a lot of matchups in the second round that we did not foresee being matchups when the playoffs started. I don't think too many people thought that Tampa Bay would not be in the next round. Most people thought Washington would be there. Calgary played very well throughout the regular season, came up flat in the playoffs. I think we've got a lot of teams playing in the second round that, quite frankly, we didn't expect to be there. And all of a sudden, we have some teams that were sort of maybe second-tier teams that all of a sudden have a home ice advantage going forward, and that's going to help them. And I'm thinking San Jose and Boston here as those two particular teams. But one of the things that we continue to see is the emergence of road teams winning playoff games. And it's been a trend in recent years. We've talked about this a number of times, primarily because of the fact that most of the rinks are now the same. Home ice advantage is not what it really used to be. And I just think we're going to see some very close series. I think the Islanders were a bit of a shock losing Game 1 to Carolina the other night in overtime. But the way that Carolina handled Washington after being down 0-2, won that game in overtime in Game 7 to get to the second round. I think we're now down to the fact that we've got 8 very good teams left, and I think we're going to see some very good hockey, and a lot of these series are going to be very close.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey playoffs currently. Avalanche and Sharks going at it a little bit later. The Sharks are up 1-0. Hurricanes and Islanders, you were talking a little bit about them. They're up 1-0, the Hurricanes are. They win that first game 1-0 in overtime. They're coming off of an overtime victory. Sometimes momentum has a way of carrying a team. Could you see that momentum being carried by the Hurricanes and just shocking the hockey world?
That's an interesting question because, I mean, we come back here to the old story of rust versus rest. And, you know, it's a situation where the Islanders were, I believe, 9 days between games, whereas the Hurricanes were 2. And to your point, running off adrenaline, I think that was the time for the Hurricanes to go into New York and take that one game that they need to take the series. I don't think that's going to be over quickly. I suspect the Islanders will win this afternoon, and it would never surprise me to see that tied at 2 games each after 4 games, and we're looking at a 6, maybe a 7-game series. I think the Islanders are still a very strong team. They gave up the least goals in the league this year. We all know that defense helps win championships. They only gave up 1 goal in that first game to Carolina, so, you know, all is not lost. It's not like they lost 7-1 or 6-1 or 8-2 or anything silly like that. They're still very much in this series, and New York actually thought they had a goal early in that game that was disallowed for goaltender interference. So those teams are pretty even. I think Carolina's got a heck of a chance to win it, but if you were asking me who I thought would win this afternoon, I think the Islanders will come back and tie that series.
You know, we talked about the Vegas Knights and the San Jose Shark issue, and those refs are not going to officiate the second round. Is that the right call by the NHL, not having those refs officiate the second round?
Oh, very much so. You always have to pair your officiating crew as you go from round to round in any sport. It should be done on performance. It should not be done on seniority. This was clearly a situation where four guys made a mistake collectively. Whether one guy took the lead or whether it was a majority vote, we don't know. Interestingly, one of the referees in that San Jose game was also one of the referees in the second game of the Boston-Toronto series, and we know how badly that game got out of hand. That was the issue with Nazem Kadri and that nasty cross-check. So, you know, it's puzzling that these guys are good enough that they were selected to do the postseason and then would make a mistake like that. I know it looks different in live, real time. I had the opportunity to watch it several times in slow-mo, and there was clearly, at the very most, it should have been a 2-minute minor. There's no way that penalty should have been a major penalty. And, you know, I got to sit back and think Vegas were robbed, quite frankly.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking NHL hockey right now. Hey, so let me ask you this, and I think that's a great point about what you said, that they shouldn't be playing or they shouldn't be officiating this round. And, you know, you go through these things round by round, game by game, and they're individually as well as judged on as a group. So what they did collectively deserves them not being in this round, and I wouldn't be disappointed not to see them back for the whole postseason, to be honest with you. All right, John, so with the teams that are here, and that's what's left now, because, like you said, pretty shocking, who's your new favorite moving forward, and who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, if you base it off regular season records and you base it off the way that the team is built, you got to think the Boston Bruins have got an awfully good chance. There's a window opened up for them with Tampa Bay being out, a second window opened up with them for them with Washington being out, and Pittsburgh is also tough, and of course they're gone. So, looking at the Eastern Conference, I'd have to say right now that probably top to bottom, Boston is the best team if they come out and play their game every night. Looking at it from a Western Conference perspective, I think St. Louis and Dallas is going to be a very tough series. That's not going to be easy for whoever comes out of that series. And I guess you could say the same for the San Jose series as well. But quite frankly, I think San Jose is probably a little bit better team, a little bit more seasoned team, a little bit more balanced team than the Colorado Avalanche. Although Colorado have three or four good players, they have good goaltending, they're very capable of pulling an upset too. But I got to think that San Jose and Boston probably, in my mind anyway, based on what I see today, would be the favorites. But if you'd have asked me who was going to be the favorite after the regular season ended, I don't think anybody would have suggested that some of these teams would even be still in this tournament. So it's a little bit of a crapshoot, but based on what we know so far, Boston and San Jose, to me, look like the teams with the easier routes to the final.
Sounds like the playoffs to me, man, which is great when we don't have a clear-cut deciding team that we think is going to be there. I think it's awesome, man. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. When we come back, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and we're definitely going to talk about Christian Yelich, how he's lighting up the Major League Baseball right now, home run-wise anyways. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, our professor of sports, John Poulter, and me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Number six, Aaron Judge.
Score! Sneaks through Rubart into Orleans, and the Flames on the power play take a 1-0 lead.
Brendan Dillon will keep it in. Kane in behind the net, centered it, and back to the line where Eric Carlson ran into Max Pacioretty. Here's Stone with Pacioretty, 2-on-2. Stone lays it off, Pacioretty shot, and he scores! They do it again! What a limit into the game!
Here's Wiener with a burst of speed. Blake Wiener coming in, cuts back, follow-up, shot saved by Bennington. Out in front, they score! Kyle Connor wins it, and this series is tied!
Marchand across, Pastrnak scores, his second of the period.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money.
and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Two and zero to Christian Yelich,
and a shot in the box center field. The game is tied. Gavin's in. Here comes Kane, rounding third. Relay. Brewers win. Brewers win. The MVP does it again.
Nicholas throws. Fly ball center field. Bader back at the track, and it is gone. Yelich's first of the year, and he gives the Brewers a 4-3 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And Puig is gotten away. He's gotten away. Tucker Barnhart now. And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. Just got done talking NHL playoff hockey, and now obviously going to switch gears, talk a little Major League Baseball. And you know what? Since Scott served it up for me like that, I got to go with it. Christian Yelich, man, unbelievable start to the season. 14 home runs, got his first on the road against the Mets the other day, 13 at home, one now on the road, 14 on the season. Brewers not playing great. They're kind of up and down, man. They're all over the place right now. But at the end of the day, Christian Yelich still looking like the MVP from last year, playing incredible baseball to start out the season, keeping the Brewers in the mix. What can you say about Christian Yelich and his performance thus far, John?
Well, a couple of things. I guess with all due respect to Yelich, Cody Bellinger's not really all that far behind him. He's got 13 home runs and 33 RBIs compared to Yelich's 14 and 34. So there's a couple of guys having real good seasons. But Yelich, probably the guy with the pressure on him because he's the reigning MVP. And I was looking at the stats this morning thinking that because this guy was a Brewer and he was having a good season, you might just mention his name. And he's got seven of those home runs in five games against the Cardinals, and he's got the other seven in 23 games against the other teams in the league. So I guess if we ever see a petition that the Brewers want to play the Cardinals 162 games a year, we can probably figure that that request came from Christian Yelich.
Absolutely. No, 100%. But in general, he's had a great start to his finish of last year, what the Brewers did last year. They're struggling, though. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They're struggling a little bit. Their pitching seems to be a little bit up and down. Hader's great, obviously, but what do you think? Are they gonna have to make a move, or what are they gonna do to be able to keep that pitching rotation solid all year long?
Well, I saw that they signed Gio Gonzalez this week after he did not get promoted to the Yankees by the cutoff date in the contract that he signed. I don't know, it was in spring training or at the end of spring training. I think it was at the end of spring training. It was one of those deals where it was a minor league deal with an option that if he wasn't on a major league roster by a certain date, and I guess that date must have been the 26th or the 27th because he was released right on the day, he was a free agent. I think it's a good move for Gonzalez. I think it's a good move for the Brewers. We've talked about the Brewers' probable weakness for the last couple of years has been the depth of that starting rotation. And I sit back and look at what the Brewers did last year, and they had a great season, and I wonder if they had that just that one more good starting pitcher, if that might have been enough to put them over the hump, because quite frankly, it's an excellent team. I mean, the bullpen is good, although you can't use Hader every day, which I, you know, obviously they would like to do, but they can't. It's a good team defensively. It's a good team from a batting standpoint. There's certainly power there, and as long as Yelich is in the lineup, you're never going to have too many dry spells. It's a well-managed team. So I think that probably the one weakness that the Brewers have, and we've talked about this a couple of times over the last couple of years, it's in the depth of that starting rotation. And if you know, you're asking me, do they need to make a move? Yes, I think they do. I think Gonzalez is a part of that, but with all due respect to Gonzalez, I don't think he's 100% the answer. I think they got to go out and get somebody else, and we may see that happen before the trade deadline if they're still in this race. But to your point, they are somewhat inconsistent. I think they're 8-6 at home, 7-7 on the road, and whichever way you slice that, it kind of smells of inconsistency. They got to keep the Cardinals in their sights. The Cardinals starting to play well now, 16-10, a two-game lead over the Brewers in that Central Division. So it's going to be tough for them, but they've certainly got the core there. But, yeah, I think they do need to add something, and I think that something is still starting pitching, Andy.
Hey, John, you know, this week the Cubbies were in town here in Phoenix playing. Oh, I mean, they're in town right now, and I went to the game on Friday night. And, you know, everybody knows there's talent just oozing all over the Cubs in terms of their hitting lineup and stuff. And but that pitching, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to solve that problem or not. I mean, Hendricks was on the mound the other night. We were watching him, and it just seems like he was serving up batting practice for the Diamondbacks, and Adam Jones and Peralta were just jumping over everything. I mean, is that really what it comes down to for the Cubs in terms of success this year, is that pitching staff?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, Mike. You know, clearly they overspent on Darvish. I think he's long-term, he's probably not a bad investment, but he's got to stay healthy. And in the year and change he's been with the Cubs, he hasn't been all that healthy, and we did see some warts in his game in the postseason. The last time he was in the postseason with the Dodgers a couple of years ago, I don't know whether somebody was reading his pitches, but there was a terrible fall off between his regular season performance and his postseason performance when he was with the Dodgers. I got to think the Cubs have got the same problems that Milwaukee does in terms of pitching. The issue there is that we all think of Chicago as a big market, free-spending team, but they've sort of indicated over the last year and a half that they don't really want to spend a whole bunch more money. They've got a bunch of guys there that are making big money. They've got a lot of stars that they have to look at signing long-term, keep in the fold. Haywood's been a little bit of a bust in terms of the contract that he signed, so that's a little bit of an albatross around their neck. John Lester's making big money. I think this is, I wouldn't say it's a transition year for the Cubs, but I think it's certainly a proving year for the Cubs. And they're in a pretty strong division. The Cardinals and the Brewers, as we've chatted, two very strong teams. I don't see the Pirates and the Reds giving the Cubs an awful lot of trouble, but I think the Cubs are going to be in tough to hang with the Brewers and the Cardinals all season, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball. Hey, before we let you run, we got to flip over, talk American League real quickly. The New York Yankees have had all kinds of injuries, but you know what? They're right there. They're at 16-11 right now, which I find to be pretty impressive considering all the injuries that they've gone through so far. Only a game and a half back of the Rays right now. The Sox still continue to struggle a little bit, but we know how quickly, you know, a 6.5 game can be erased real quickly. But truth be told, Tampa Bay playing much better than anybody would have expected, probably having that best record in all of Major League Baseball. Your thoughts about the American League in general, because the Mariners are playing well, the Rays are playing well, and then it's kind of like, who else is there?
Well, looking at the American League East quickly, Tampa Bay starting to come back to the pack, 5-5, only a game and a half up on the Yankees now, who are 8-2 in their last 10. Yankees got almost an all-star team on the disabled list, so kudos to them for doing what they've done. Red Sox aren't going to be a .500 ball club or less than .500 ball club all season. American League Central is pretty tight. That's really kind of an open division in my mind between the Twins and the Indians. I can see both of those teams. Everybody in the American League West this week had a losing record. The best record in the division was five and five with Seattle. So that's starting to tighten up too. But I still say look out for the Houston Astros.
Absolutely, John. As always, a true pleasure talking with you. Have a beautiful Sunday. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoffs, breaking down Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we'll get into the NFL draft. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Doing good work even when he doesn't know it. And a fly ball. Hit back in the deep right field.
Goldschmidt with a drive, out to deep left, at the wall, gone! Paul Goldschmidt, number six.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Second pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That might have been my first pick overall. Maybe even Quinnen Williams. Maybe even somebody else, to be quite honest with you. But the Arizona Cardinals, once again take another quarterback. The year after, they traded up to get Josh Rosen in last year's draft, if you don't recall. I'm sorry, but I'm scratching my head once again about what the Arizona Cardinals are, what they're doing, what they're thinking. As far as I'm concerned, you're starting all over again with a new quarterback, and you didn't have to do that, but you want this guy to run this specific, particular offense, and you think this is the best guy to do it. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say, man. Good luck. Where's your O-line? This dude's going to be running for his life once again, man. And the only difference is he's better equipped to do it because he's got better wheels, but therefore he could take shots downfield. I'm scratching my head once again, Mike Wilson, about what the Arizona Cardinals did and how they try to go about justifying it. I don't know if you have to catch that special that they had on last night, like in the locker room nonsense BS, where they're trying to sell you on how they went about the draft and everything that they're doing moving forward and saying that they want to win this year. This is another 3-win team, if you ask me, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it is a head-scratcher. You look at how just the team is run from the top down, and that'll tell you everything. I mean, ever since I've been in the desert, it's just been one kind of cluster, you know what, after another in terms of coaches, people in the front office, players that they draft. I mean, you know, for fans in the Valley of the Sun down here, who really do want a winner, they want to root for the Cardinals, but the Cardinals do make it so incredibly tough for the fans of Phoenix and of Arizona to really kind of really, really get behind this team, because it just seems for every step forward, there's like six steps they go back. And to go from Rosen to Kyler Murray, you know, I mean, I wish Josh Rosen nothing but the best going down to Miami. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan, and the Dolphins were going to probably draft him last year until the Cardinals traded up to get him. So, you know, good luck to Josh down there, fins up, you know, the whole thing. But my whole thing comes down to the Kingsbury hire. This guy didn't even win in college. Like, so what is he doing with one of the 32 jobs in the NFL? I mean, he's given me no reason to believe that he's going to win at the NFL level based on what he did at Texas Tech. So, it is a head scratcher for sure. I'm right there with you. We go from a quarterback that's 6'4" to a quarterback that is, you know, 5'9" on a good day. And, you know, we'll see how well this works. And you alluded to it that, you know, he can get out of trouble by using his wheels, but now he's going up against NFL players, the best of the best. And all it takes is one of those linebackers to go, come here, little boy, and just to lay the lick on him. And, you know, and then it's maybe done for Kyler Murray for the season, depending on how hard he gets hit. I mean, it's just a head scratcher, man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And again, you didn't catch the in the locker room?
No,
thing.
I didn't see it. No.
You know, listening to Bidwell talk, listening to people around this organization, it's not pretty, man. I'm sorry, but Steve Keim has basically put his fate in the hands of Cliff Kingsbury. And if this doesn't go well for Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals, well, Steve Keim is out of a job. And you know what? Maybe he should have been out of a job already when you really think about it. So at the end of the day, maybe this is just what they deserve, man. Another year of what the hell did we think we were doing in the draft? And you were really high on Josh. I know you were. And I wasn't necessarily as high on Josh as you were. But you traded up to get this guy in last year's draft. Has anybody ever gone two quarterbacks in a row? Like, the only team I can think of that makes mistakes like this is the Cleveland Browns. We're the new Cleveland Browns here in Arizona, man.
Right. I mean, and you gave up on, you went two coaches in a row as well. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you didn't give that guy much of a chance. And now I'm just curious to see if this goes south this year. Do they give this coach a second chance and let him coach a second season? I mean, it's just one of those things. And I would tend to agree with you in terms of us being the new Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions or someone that's just, you know, an organization that's just not run well. And, you know, Kyler Murray's stepping into something that, you know, he's not fully aware of yet, but he will be, and he's going to be running for his life. Like you said, that offensive line is just putrid. And I don't know what has to be done, if it's a talent thing, if it's a scheme thing, you know, whatever it is, it's Kyler better have, you know, full medical insurance ready to go and up to date when he steps behind that line here in a few weeks.
Look, at the end of the day, man, it's so mind-boggling. It's so head-scratching that all you can do is laugh. I'm sorry, but that's all you can do. You've got to laugh about it. Everywhere around the country, nationally, people are laughing at the Arizona Cardinals, and it is a joke of an organization right now. There's no way that they're going to turn this thing around in a year. They're not going to turn it around with a rookie quarterback, learning a new system, learning how to play in the NFL, and all the other things that we talked about. This is another disaster season for the Arizona Cardinals, no matter how we slice it. I would say that at the high, they can win 5 or 6 games. So, and realistically, you're looking at another 3-4 win season. So, this is as bad as it gets 2 years in a row. And they've also set the precedents, like you've kind of alluded to. You know, you fired your first year coach last year. If Cliff Kingsbury goes out there and struggles and fails, again, what is failure at this point here in Arizona? Because I don't know at this point. They thought what Steve Wilks did was failure. Well, if it happens again this year and you give Cliff Kingsbury another year, I guess I just don't understand what they're doing. So it's a head scratcher all the way around. Let's talk about some other picks. Let's get my next head scratcher. Daniel Jones to the New York Football Giants, the kid out of Duke who couldn't beat anybody. Let's be honest, man. And another serious head scratcher here for the New York Football Giants, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody had Jones pegged maybe, you know, middle to late first round. I mean, that's just kind of, and it tells you a guy like Jones, and he's pegged to still be in the first round, just kind of maybe how weak this quarterback class really was in this year's draft. But to take him at 6 is such a stretch. And, you know, I mean, I know you've been paying attention to what, you know, different fan bases are reacting, how they're reacting to their team's draft picks. And it is safe to say that the New York Football Giants fan base is none too happy with their team in drafting a kid like that, that high. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you just scratch your head and go, thank God that's not my team.
You know, it's really hard to say who winners and losers are, at least at this point. You know, it's just a name. It's a name right now versus actual performance based. Right. So in your humble opinion, on paper and based on the names that they picked, what team do you like? Who had a really good draft in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Pittsburgh did great. I mean, they traded up from 20. They swapped spots with Denver to pick the kid up from to pick Bush up from University of Michigan. I thought that was a good move for them because they need somebody that can take Ryan Shazier's spot. I mean, that's just been a sore spot in the defense for them ever since he got hurt. I think they addressed that. I think Miami did well getting one of those defensive tackles, defensive ends from Clemson. What can you say about Clemson's program right now? They got guys being drafted all over the board in this draft. But once again, I think Miami did well. You know, it's one of those things where we won't see just how well they draft these teams drafted until a couple years down the road. So it makes it tough. I mean, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about your Packers and what they did?
I'm okay with it. I think they did fine. Yeah. And by the way, the defensive tackle from Clemson, Christian Wilkins is his name, that the Dolphins picked up there early in the first round. Look, man, you know me, bro. I'm not really that into the draft. However, with that being said, like, I found myself watching a little bit more of this draft than usual, and there were a couple of reasons for it. First and foremost, I wanted to see that I was going to be right about what the Cardinals were going to do. But there were also some local kids here that were being – had the potential to be drafted. Mm-hmm. You know, Ryan Finley, who played at Paradise Valley High School, that kid got drafted 104th from the Cincinnati Bengals. There was another kid from PV that got drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals as well. Do you know that kid's name?
No, it escapes me right now, but the big one that comes to mind is Byron Murphy and N'Keal Harry. Those two kids.
Yeah, well, that's at Arizona State. And, you know, you were mentioning who did well in this draft. I think the Patriots did well to get N'Keal Harry at 32 in this draft, man. I mean, I'm sorry, but that we saw this kid up close and personal. You want to talk about a freak of nature in the best possible way? N'Keal Harry is a freak of nature. And think about it. That dude is going to be catching passes from Tom Brady? Are you kidding me? Like, when I saw that pick, I said to myself, wow. Bill Belichick did it once again. He picks up this great talent from Arizona State University, and he's going to give him a great quarterback to throw to him right away. To me, that was like the pick of the first round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tom Brady likes to throw that back shoulder fade on the sideline, and N'Keal Harry, like, that's his pass. That's what he likes to do. And he's big. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's 225, 230 pounds. He's a big physical specimen. I mean, like you said, you and I have seen this kid up close, like stood next to him, talked to him after Sun Devil games. And he is an absolute beast of a guy. And the other thing is, he's an absolute beast of a guy off the field. He is one of the nicest guys that you can ever talk to.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he does. I'll definitely be following N'Keal Harry's career because I love that kid. He's such a freak of nature, such a great wide receiver. We'll get into more, obviously. We got to come back and wrap up hour number one. It's absolutely flown by, but hour number two is going to be full of NFL draft talk, NBA stuff. We've got you covered, people. Trust me. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Every possession counts in this game. Kyler Murray knows that. Marquise Brown, touchdown! 51 to the house.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How about that?
That's definitely something we can use out here, Mike Wilson, in the Valley of the Sun, the desert. So hot. It's already reached 100, to be honest with you, already in the Valley of the Sun, and we're not even in May yet, people. Welcome back, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about. Hour number one is basically in the books right now. Mike, believe me, hour number two, we'll continue talking about that draft a little bit. We'll definitely talk some NBA hoops, huge matchups in round two. I don't think we could have asked for any better matchups. I think we've got the final eight teams are exactly who we want to have in each side. Yes or no?
Oh yeah, I mean, personally, I had San Antonio winning that Denver series, but yeah, no, this is going to be great. All my family back in Portland are looking forward to the second round matchup with the Nuggets. They're feeling pretty confident. You know, it's Damian Lillard time up in the Northwest right now, and you know, you and I got our grudge match going here in about an hour with the Bucks and the Celtics, which I think whoever comes out of this wins the East. I really do.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Toronto did look pretty damn good in game one against Philadelphia. And if Kawhi Leonard's going to play like that, they're going to be tough for anybody to beat. Lowry looked good. They're that other guy, Sikkim or whatever his name is. It escapes me right now, but I'll look it up here in a moment. He's playing phenomenal too. So they've got a three-headed monster right now that's just really, really tough. So Don't count Toronto out. That's a good basketball team. And right now, I think people are happy that DeMar DeRozan is not with them and he's with San Antonio, because San Antonio's out, Toronto's still in. Speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Get the heck out of here. Hour number one in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.